Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. At Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter. All right. At the bottom of the hour, we got Darren Smith. He's the host of The Ship with Darren Smith, sports radio show in Kansas City. And obviously, he'll join us to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll look forward to that. And then, of course, another edition, as we do every Friday, of What's My Beef with Rob Park. You won't want to miss this one. All right, Rob, before we go, we're going to get into an NFL topic. But news just broke that Andrew Wiggins, the swing man for the Golden State Warriors. Apparently, he applied. He's not vaccinated, Rob. The rules, the state law, or the laws, at least in San Francisco.
Right, in San Francisco.
That you must be vaccinated to play in games there. So as it stands right now, if he doesn't get vaccinated, he will have to miss the 41 home games for the Golden State Warriors. He applied for a religious exemption. The NBA denied it. That just broke. So now we'll have to see what Andrew Wiggins decides to do. I'll say this quickly. We're not going to stay here too long, but obviously we'll both comment. I don't know anything about Andrew Wiggins' religion. I don't know if he's devout. I don't know if he's Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever. I have no idea. But I'll say this, and I don't know if he's sincere. Like I said, I don't know if he's devout. My guess is that the NBA determined a couple things. One, that perhaps he's not devout, or maybe more importantly, the religion he claims does not have any rules against vaccination.
Right.
Maybe that's it. But I would say this, if he is devout, and if his religion does have strict rules against that, against vaccination, then I think the NBA is wrong. Because religious freedom is something that is a bedrock part of this country. And if indeed that is the case with him, and again, I don't know that it is, then I think that you should get an exemption for that.
Yeah,
I'll tell you quite honestly. If I had to go against some of my core, the core fundamental beliefs of my faith for whatever job, then you can fire me because I'm not bending on that. And if Andrew Wiggins is that devout and his faith is that strong, or, you know, his religious faith dictates that you not get vaccinated, then I think he should stand firm.
I'll give you the perfect example. Sandy Koufax missed Dodger playoff games because he wouldn't pitch on Rosh Hashanah and what's
Yom
the other
Kippur,
holiday?
Right?
And Yom Kippur. Those are holy holidays. He pitched for the Dodgers, and he just said, I'm not playing. I'm not pitching, and he didn't pitch. And those, if they fell on those days.
Right.
So, Chris, if you have that conviction – and that's where you stand, then you could stand on that, and teams could either decide that we'll take Sandy Koufax every other day of the year except for maybe those 2 days, you know what I mean? And you work with it.
You work the rotation.
You know what I mean? But in this case, with 41 home games,
right.
I don't know how that works. It just doesn't work. And I don't believe the NBA, if he had a track record, Chris, a history,
right.
You can't be like, Johnny come lately. Oh,
right.
I joined this religion yesterday, and they say you. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
that's
I,
what
I
it has
exactly
to be based
you
on.
Mean.
You can't use it as a shield if you weren't a practicing or this wasn't a part of your religion. And I'm sure you had to make a case for it, and they had to hear it, and they didn't feel it was substantial enough to be able to say, yes, he's granted right. that. So that's why I don't think the NBA, right? There's no way
I mean, and again, I've never, you know, there's players you've heard about being religious. I've never heard anything one way or the other about Andrew Wiggins. And like you said, if it's something you just recently kind of
right.
gotten into, then it's just not. Then in that case, Rob, I don't blame the NBA.
No, because you know? Then everybody could say that, right. Chris, right? Tomorrow. Absolutely. Oh, you know what? I'm Jehovah's Witness now as yep. of Saturday, and I need an
exactly.
Exemption. No.
Exactly. You got it. I'm sure they probably talked to people with the Warriors, with yep. the Timberwolves, which was his team before that. Is this a consistent thing? Is he, you know, sincere about this? Does he practice?
Or is he trying to buck the system?
Right. And my guess, Rob, and this goes for Kyrie as well. Now, Kyrie, obviously, it's harder to predict what he's going to do. But my guess would be that Kyrie and Andrew Wiggins and any other player that is in this category will get vaccinated and play. That's my thought.
I agree because 90% of the league is vaccinated.
Right.
I really believe the NBA would have a different situation, Chris, if it was 90 unvaccinated and 10 vac. Do you know? Like, you would have a problem.
Yeah.
If it was that.
We will see. But that's interesting. It's something interesting to follow with the New York City and San Francisco teams in the NBA. All right, Rob, let's go to the National Football League. And the Browns are hosting Chicago this weekend, and it is the return of Odell Beckham Jr., who has not played this entire season. It's only been two games, obviously, but
and he's missed what did he play, four games last year, Chris?
I think he played five
because I was ready to cash in on his touchdown number, and then he got hurt. Remember,
I know you lost shekels on that.
He had to get, I think it was 5.5 or 6. And he had 4, Chris, when he got hurt.
He actually played 7 games.
Okay. How many touchdowns did he have? He had 3 receiving and 1 rushing.
He had 3. Yes.
Right? Because he had like a 50-yard run, and that gave him 4 touchdowns.
3 receiving, 1 rushing. But here's what I want to throw. And look, he couldn't come back at a better time because Jarvis Landry is out. So now you slip OBJ in his position, and you still have a top-flight receiver. But I want to throw this at you, Rob. Odell Beckham Jr. was a no doubt superstar and celebrity, right? I mean, the records he owns, Rob, are just, I had forgotten he had so many records. Look, just quickly, fastest receiver to catch one or fastest player to reach 100 career receptions, 14 games, fastest to reach 150 receptions, 200 receptions, 250 receptions. Fastest to reach 3,000 yards, 350,000 or 3,500 receiving yards, 4,000 receiving yards. Most games with at least 125 receiving yards in his first 3 seasons. Most receiving yards in his first 2 seasons, 2,744. Most consecutive games with at least 90 yards receiving, 9 in 2014. And finally, Rob, most consecutive games with at least 130 yards receiving and a touchdown. I mean, the dude, he did a lot in his first few years, and that's why I want to throw this at you, Rob. Is he still a star? Is Odell Beckham Jr. still a star?
Odell Beckham Jr. is still a star to me until he's healthy, he goes out to play, and he can't do it anymore. I need to see that before I say he's done, he's finished. When guys are hurt, if we get out there and he can't get separation, he's not making these plays, he's not getting 10, 12 catches and 150 yards, he's not hauling in touchdowns, once I see him play for an extended period of time healthy, I can then say he's no longer that guy, but he's been hurt. And he was off to a decent start last year. I'm still on that star platform. I still think people look to see what this guy can do, and he's just been, his career has been derailed. So I'm not there yet. I need to see, you know, a lot of sample time, Chris, before I can take a look and honestly say yay or nay on him. So the last time I saw him, he was still playing at a high level. So I'm going to say he's still a star.
I don't think he's a star anymore. Now, I'm not saying he won't become a star once again, but right now I would not characterize him as a star. I would characterize him as a celebrity. He's still a celebrity. As you said, he's still a guy that's going to draw eyeballs to the set that people want to see played. That's a big story because he's coming back.
In sports, so that's called that. A star. In sports,
no,
it's there.
It's called a celebrity. A star gets it done on the field. No, a star to me. I'm not into all the celebrity. I'm not into your personality and, you know, your how many followers you got on Twitter and Instagram and all that. I'm into production. And to me, a star produces.
See,
and
last
year he didn't produce.
But a
seven
star,
games, he had 23 catches.
But a star to me.
He was averaging 45 yards a game.
But a star to me is still somebody who attracts attention, who people want to watch. That to me is a star. You can
so
have
it has
receivers.
Nothing to do with their ability.
No. It's a part. Like when you talk about celebrity, he's a celebrity. He's a star player. That's what you would call him. If they were writing a story about him, they would call him a star player. They would.
Well, that don't mean it's a fact. I mean, really, like I'm judging it by your production. And he hasn't
produced. But you could have production
lately.
And not be a star. I mean, I don't think, I think there's.
Not,
Chris,
not at
there's
the highest level.
There's a combination of, yes, I get the production part, but some people do it with more flair. Some people.
Tim Duncan didn't do it with any flair. Was he a star?
And you know what? And he never got, like, the star treatment.
I think you're not going to sit here and say he wasn't a star.
No, I didn't say that, but he never got the looks or that the people felt like, oh, I got Tim Duncan's playing. I got to watch Tim Duncan.
He wasn't a celebrity.
No, because he didn't have the star factor. He was produced,
right.
And he was productive, but he wasn't a star like that. I'm talking
Wait,
about.
Wait, what?
No,
he was
I'm
a
not
star. Thank God you threw in like that. I don't know
like
what that means,
what
but
I'm
that's
talking,
a little.
No, what I'm talking about is, I'll give you Reggie Jackson. Whether he was striking out or hitting home runs was a star, Reggie Jackson. I want to watch Reggie Jackson. That's what I mean. You could be a star, Chris, and not produce.
But Reggie Jackson produced enough
I know
at a certain
that.
Point to the point that when he stopped producing because of age, he was still a star because we understood it was age. Odell Beckham Jr. is still young. Odell Beckham Jr. hasn't been in the Pro Bowl in in 4 years.
No, I get it, but I think people understand that he's been hurt.
Right. I'm not saying he won't be. I think he's still got talent. I think. I haven't seen anything, obviously, but I think he's still got the talent to maybe reemerge as a star. But right now, I mean, there's so many receivers I would name way above OBJ when you talk about the top ones in the game. And I agree. We just got different definitions. I think he's a celebrity.
I think people.
I don't think he's a
watch
star
him come
football
back.
Player anymore at this point. He could get back
play.
To it.
He's like one of those guys you want to see, and I believe people want to see what this guy's got, what he can do. He moves the needle. If he has Chris, if he goes out this first game back and has 3 touchdowns and 150 yards. People will be like, Odell's back. Oh, my God, I got to watch him.
That'd be great.
It'll be
right.
Just like that. Would you agree with that?
But
if
that
he has
doesn't
one,
mean he's a
one
star.
Good game, people will be like, oh, wow, Odell's finally healthy.
Because he was a star. And I'm with you on that. I mean, was White Chocolate Jason Williams a star?
No.
In the NBA? Well, he was must-see TV. He moved the needle.
That was only because of his skin color. I'm sorry.
Whatever. He moved in, and he actually was a pretty good player.
No, he was. I'm just kidding.
So, but he wasn't a star. But my point is he meets some of that criteria you threw out. If you're talking about just a storyline, moving the needle, people want to see him and all that. But regardless, I would love to see him get back to his old form. And he's young enough. He's only 28. So we'll see what the connection.
Older than that. Wow.
Yeah, we'll see the connection between him and Baker Mayfield is. He will turn 29, Rob, on November 5th.
Okay.
But remember, last year, Baker actually played better without OBJ. So we'll see how he responds to OBJ coming back Sunday. That's going to be one of the storylines of this game. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you. 877-996-6369. Is Odell Beckham Jr. still a star in the NFL or not? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Little night fever for you, Rob Parker.
What do you know about the disco era, Chris? Did you wear gabardine pants with the bell bottoms and all that material? I wore those things to school, man. They were brutal. I can't even believe I wore gabardine pants.
I know. I was young. My mom was dressing me at that time. But, yeah, she dressed me in all that stuff, bell bottoms and all that mess. Yeah, the disco era, the Bee Gees. All right, we are dealing.
Hey, real quick. Did you hear about this Jordan Clarkson thing that happened, Chris?
No.
Some reporter on the street in Utah, Salt Lake City, interviewing Utah Jazz fans about the team.
Right.
And he comes out and she starts interviewing him. She doesn't know he plays on the team. She doesn't know who he is. So she's interviewing him like he's one of the fans, Utah Jazz fans.
Wow.
How embarrassing is that?
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough. All right.
You know when you do interviews on television, you go, "All right, can you spell your name?"
Right.
You know,
right,
like
right.
All that.
She did
like
all that.
She did all that. She had no idea.
All right. Well, if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. We got time for a few calls, Rob. Is Odell Beckham Jr. still a star?
All right, Jesse, in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys. Just started listening to the show. Really been enjoying it.
So thank you, man. We appreciate that.
That's no problem. I'm not a huge football fan, but I do enjoy to watch it. I would probably go ahead and lean towards him. This is my opinion, but I think he's still a star. I don't think that you can approach it with what have you done for me lately. I think you just rattled off a bunch of stats about how he was the fastest to do this, fastest to do that, lighting up Sports Center, lighting up sports highlights, one-handed catches. And yeah, he's got his flair, what he does outside of the off the field.
Right.
But I mean, I don't think that you can just really honestly look at him and not call him a star. He might not be a superstar in the sense, but I still believe that he is a star wide receiver. I just kind of feel like you have to put him in that category.
Jesse, that's fair. I think that's a fair point. He's not a superstar, Chris, and maybe that's where where the rub is, where you got to have the production to go along with it. But is he a star player? I do still think he's a star player. Mark, in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports.
Yeah, I talk to you guys once a week. How you doing?
Doing
good. Mark. How are you?
I had a traumatic thing happened to me last Friday. I turned 65, and I'll tell
you.
Wow. You guys advertised that, and I can't use your commercial name, but let's just
M-Drive.
Call it.
M-Drive.
Well, guess what? When you're 65, you can drive. That's a real accomplishment, okay?
Hey, I'm telling you, Mark, I've been taking some M-Drive.
Really?
And it does work. I'm not just reading that.
I'm going to go ahead and drink some and get behind my car tonight.
Yeah, real talk. You might have some fun tonight with the missus.
You never know.
Battery, by the way, you guys are good on that battery commercial, but if I've got a dead battery, I can't get up to the store, just as an FYI. Anyway, Odell Beckham. I just, every time I hear that,
get a ride to the store. And then, you know.
Oh, I got
right. Somebody's got to go get you. Got to go take you to get a battery.
Hopefully you got AAA, baby.
Yeah, hitchhike. But, Rob, you're right. Polyester ruled in the day of disco, right?
You remember that? Man. My God. Oh, we God, all wore these horrible pants, big bell-bottom legs. It was ridiculous.
Hey, don't be surprised if that comes back. You know how fast
that ain't
is.
Coming back. That
well,
ain't
damn,
coming back.
I don't think so.
I hope not, but I don't know.
I burned all the polyester except for the polyester underwear. Anyway, back to Odell
got,
Beckham. I think Odell's kind of flickering, but let's put it in perspective. This Achilles is a very serious injury, and on average, the return of a football player is 13 months. He didn't injure that and blow that out, I believe, till November of last year. Am I correct on that, guys?
Wasn't it after the Dallas game? He played seven games.
So he's really had a schedule, which says one thing. His body's more of a younger person than his current age. I think his star is flickering, but not out. And the proof's in the pudding. But even if he doesn't catch the ball, if they have to game plan for him, guess what? They're going to have safety with an eye on him all the time. Right. So his star's flickering, and all it takes is one good game, and he's back. And I'm thinking he's coming along a lot earlier. And if you put that in perspective, again, it has a lot to do with the condition he's in. So we'll see. They need him with Landry being out. You guys take care, and I'll go
good
up there
stuff,
and get my
Mark.
Battery.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep. All right. We got Darren Smith from The Ship with Darren Smith in Kansas City. He'll join us next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is the host of The Ship with Darren Smith. That's on Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City. Darren, welcome to the iCouple, brother.
What's up?
What's up? Thank you. Long overdue, but dude, look. First things first, Chris. Congratulations on the promotion with the with First Take with my guy Nick Wright. So congratulations to you.
Thank you, Rob, my man. First things first. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah, and Rob, as usual, you know what you're doing with your baseball site. You know, I look forward to getting your text messages every week with your newest articles and of course your Friday video. So thank you so very much. I'm honored to be on the show with you all.
We appreciate
thank
it.
You,
and
man.
Chris, you remember we met Darren down at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, right?
Yep.
And we both did a show and whatnot. So now we want to find out with the Chiefs. Help us, Darren. I'm going to start it off, Chris. Basically, what was the losing the game the way that they did? It was the first loss for Patrick Mahomes in September. They had never given up a double-digit lead that late in the game as well. What was the pushback or the feedback from the Chiefs after that?
Well, I mean, to be quite honest, it's easy to say that the sky has fallen. Of course, 2 weeks in, but it's something that was very unexpected, to say the least. You know, obviously, Chiefs fans, they've gotten accustomed to winning, and they get accustomed to streaks and stuff like that. When Patrick doesn't throw an interception or lose a game in the month of September, you know, you kind of think that's going to go on the rest of his career. But the biggest disappointing factor was the defense. 2 weeks in a row, the defense, giving up on average 240 yards a game. You know, what they gave up, 250, 251 against the Baltimore Ravens. And it seemed as though that no lead is safe, even when Kansas City has the lead. You know, I'm fortunate enough to where, you know, I get my hair cut with a lot of the Chiefs players, and I talked to a couple of the defensive players today prior to me getting the text message from your producer. And they know to a man, because I asked the question, how many points is it going to take for y'all to not give up a lead? And, they kind of found it hilarious, but, you know, I'm not going to give their response over the air. But let's just say that they know that they have their work cut out this week going against the Los Angeles Chargers. And the biggest thing is that it's one thing to say if you're Tyrann Mathews and you're Jan Reed about you being pissed. It's another to translate that to the football field. So according to them, they're going to be ready for the game on Sunday, but we have to wait and see.
Yeah, I was going to bring up the defense, so I'm glad
Chris
you did.
Chris is saying,
because,
yeah, the defense
yeah,
has
mean,
been atrocious.
They got to get their act together because Mahomes, I mean, he's scoring 30 points every game, and they still might not win. You know what I'm saying? So they definitely got to get that together. When they're coming into this season, you know, off the tough Super Bowl loss, you know they thought they were going to win it again last year. How much of a motivating factor was that? for them?
To be honest, the most motivating factor was the fact that they got embarrassed on national television. I think Rob and I may have had this conversation in the offseason of that. When I talked to Eric Bieniemy, he told me that they picked the worst day to have to play the worst game at the worst possible time, and it exposed their weaknesses to where, you know, they literally had to do a whole makeshift on the offensive line. It's one thing for Patrick to play the way he did, but it's another to where you know that if you just do the little things, Tyreek Hill, Darrell Williams dropping touchdown passes in the end zone, Travis Kelce dropping passes on third and short to extend plays, stuff like that, the team shot themselves in the foot. A lot of people like to fall on the excuse of what happened with Andy Reid's son prior to them arriving in Tampa Bay, another course of the offensive line. But they were, if you remember watching the NFL Top 100, even the Tampa Bay players expected, you know, some sort of magic for Patrick Mahomes. And the magic was there, but the players, you know, I think it's been reported, I think someone once said that, I think Tom Brady's wife said that, you know, he can't throw and catch the passes themselves. And that's what happened in that game. You know, Patrick made the right passes, but, you know, players, if they're dropping the ball and they can't make the catches, you know, I mean, we saw a 31-9 butt whooping.
Right. Do you expect Patrick Mahomes to be the MVP this year?
Ooh.
Doesn't feel like that, but I'm just asking.
No. I mean, that's a fair point. If you look at it, 2018, when he became the MVP, we saw how bad that defense was. For him to be the MVP, the defense is going to have to either step up or he's going to have to play well in spite of what the defense did. If you remember against the L.A. Rams in 2018, Kansas City scored 51 points. The problem was the defense gave up 54. So, I mean, that's, right. Patrick is in a situation where at the moment the defense seems to get better as the year progresses, but we just didn't know the defense was going to be this bad the first 2 weeks at the ball game.
You mentioned first things first earlier, and my colleague on there, Nick Wright, he had been promoting this notion that they were going to go 20-0. And, you know, he's from Kansas City. So
wow, what a homer move that is. 20-0, okay.
Yeah, maybe people were paying attention to him. Was there a drumbeat of 20-0 in the city among fans? Maybe even was that a goal of the players? Do you have any knowledge of that?
Yes, two things. Rob knows this very well. Last year, I was probably the only media person that predicted Kansas City would go 19-0. Of course, they didn't. But when I brought that to the players' attention last year, they kind of shied away from it. For whatever reason, with the extra game, Patrick was the first to say he would like to go 20-0, and everybody else kind of bought into it. If Patrick says it, it must be true. So go figure. But look, to Nick's credit, and you know I know Nick very well because I used to date
you
his
mean
wife's
Nick
sister.
Wrong? So. Oh, Nick Wright. Oh, I'm sorry.
Nick wrong on this one. But, yes, they did buy into it. Look, they feel, and I've asked this question to Kelce, and he has told me to a man that they believe that they can put up 50 points on anybody and at any time. The problem that I have, and I don't want to say the problem that I have, but the issue that I have with Andy Reid is that he doesn't like to keep his foot on the neck of the opponents because, as we saw against Cleveland, they were trailing 29-20, and the next thing you know, Patrick hits Tyreek for a 75-yard bomb in a matter of 5 seconds. Defense comes alive. They, you know, they turn around and they get the Browns three and out, and the next thing you know, Kansas City scores and they hold on to win the ball game. You know, they can score at any time and at will, but they just don't. And I can't understand it for the life of me because that no one has a defense looked in these last two games. Kansas City is going to have to go 2018. Patrick Mahomes is going to have to throw 50 touchdowns this year, one, to have this team become the number one seed if that's where they get to, but also, as you mentioned earlier, Rob, to be, you know, in the MVP conversation.
Darren, great stuff, man.
Yes,
we appreciate
we'll get back to
it.
You.
Yes, definitely, man. Good job, good insight, and we'll be talking to you down the road. All right. What's my beef? Rob Parker's always got beef. You know I know it.
I got beef.
He's beefing with me every single day. All right. That's next. What's my beef? Couple, keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
DJ Alex Teicher, deep in the crates, as y'all can tell. All right. As always, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's time for What's My Beef?
Here's my beef. It's sponsored by MLB Bro.
Because you need to know.
What up? It's Rob Parker on a Friday. It is time for What's My Beef?
If you have to touch your garbage can to throw something out, not only are your hands dirty, but so are you. If you don't have a garbage can that's automatic or controlled by your foot, you're living in the Stone Ages. How can you touch the garbage can? You have to keep washing your hands in order to throw things out. It doesn't make any sense. You want to make sure you have a garbage can that's hands-free. I'm Rob Parker. That's my trash.
It's sponsored by MLB Bro, because you need to know.
Can I do this? I'm gonna guess that Rob G and Alex don't have hands-free garbage cans in their kitchen, and I'm going to guess that Chris Broussard does.
That's kind of racist, but that's okay.
No, it ain't racist.
No, it's classist. Racist. It's classist.
It's racist.
It is.
Oh, so you're saying
it could
that
be classist.
That, no, that, I'm that, going,
that,
no.
The two Lillian, poor guys no, behind no, the scenes Lillian, can't afford it.
No, the reason I'm saying Chris does is because his wife's a doctor, and so she's all into cleanliness and her hands and all that. So I'm just assuming, and wow. Now you guys tell me, am I right or wrong?
Well, I guess I can go first. We, now that I think about it, Rob, we have baskets. So we have a
in the kitchen?
Yeah, we have a basket. It's like built, so it's like it looks like a drawer. Like if you came into our kitchen, you wouldn't see a trash can. There's okay. a drawer that you know you pull out and it's got
it
a
there.
Basket in there. So okay. we just throw it
that's
in.
That's different then. Okay.
Yeah, wow. And that's how now I think of most of our rooms. My weight room's got a basket. My office has a basket. Most of our trash cans in our house, our bathroom, our bedroom, we have baskets more so than
Rob G
foot operated or digital trash cans. Like
yeah, I've
have.
Never heard of a digital trash can.
Yeah,
Rob
I
Parker.
Saw one on his
well,
video. Was that
you,
a digital
I,
trash
Rob
can?
G, you have what?
That's
you
a
have.
Little too much, Rob.
Yeah, I mean Rob.
Digital.
Rob's a
I mean,
extra.
I got to plug in is, a code
so
to
he,
open my
so
trash can.
So he could
can?
Throw away his tags from TJ Maxx. You know, he's got to have a digital trash can.
He bought a $5,000 digital trash can. Yeah, so he could throw away his tags from Ross.
That's right. You know, I actually, like Chris, I have a in my kitchen, the main trash can, there's two of them, and they slide out of like a cabinet almost.
Right.
Okay. But the, right. every other trash can in my house, which I guess there would be two because of the bathrooms, they're just out. So I
yeah,
guess
the bathroom,
those trash cans
they're
are baskets,
really,
right?
It's
are
really
they baskets?
The kitchen. Yeah.
They're like
right.
little, you know, 1 foot little trash cans, but they're not, they're exposed. They're not like in a hidden compartment or anything like that.
Alex, what about you?
Rob, I got a bunch of stone slabs that I got to pick up and down just to throw my stuff away because Mr. Rob Parker has $5,000 backpacks and looking down on us for having.
Wow.
No, bro, like everywhere in my house, it's like Chris said. I either have baskets where you just throw and grow and then you just take out the bag that's in it and throw it away.
Right.
Or just the step ones because those are pretty much anywhere you go
okay,
now.
Okay, but some people actually touch the garbage can, but you see my point is that if you have to physically touch
now.
It, if you have to
I
physically
think that
touch
been
the
a
garbage
what's-
can.
That would have been a good What's My Beef in 1978.
What?
But nowadays, every can, I can't even think of a trash can that doesn't have the foot
I can't either.
Operation.
Oh, I know that there are people with that who still lift the lid.
Yeah, and I think here in our studios, in the kitchen, I don't think those are automatic
right,
trash
you have to
cans.
Like pick, you're right. The one in the kitchen,
yeah.
you have to touch. And those are the ones, Chris, I'm talking about.
So what do you do, Rob, when you're at the studio and you need to throw something in the trash, what do you do?
I'll use my foot or something to maneuver it. I'm
but
not
you can't get
it.
That one open.
Well, then I got to throw
you
it
just
in the
hold
bathroom.
It till you get
Rob,
home.
I got a good what's my like beef for you, maybe down the road when you're okay. running out of material.
Yes.
What should be what, pretty soon.
What are
done
your
just
thoughts,
about
Rob? Because you've been to the studio even during the pandemic a few times. Why is it that at Fox Sports Radio here in our studios in Sherman Oaks, which are beautiful, they've been refurbished, why do we have a dishwasher? Like
that's
a dishwashing machine in there?
And we have paper plates and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I mean, like
you didn't know that the studio used to be a house?
Huh. What?
Yeah, right. That building at the base of that big office building?
Like we couldn't get a
it's
new
a
printer,
kitchen,
but we got
because
but
if
we
you
got
have
a dishwasher.
A Well, it's a kitchen.
That makes no sense.
Alex is in there every day. Hold on. Alex loves that kitchen.
Love
He's in there every day cooking up.
Yep.
Not cooking, but making his smoothies
every day.
Which have absolutely no taste, but
they're
good for you.
Alex is putting, like, you know, his kale on the counter so he could get salmonella and all that.
I mean, Alex used to make me smoothies. Which
I did.
It was a nice gesture.
Stop it, Chris.
But, I mean, nothing, Alex. Like, I didn't taste anything.
Yeah, it's called Health in a Cup, baby.
How about
that? Health in a Cup. Can a brother get a little flavor in a cup,
Yeah, you
too?
Can go to, what is it called?
Is there such a thing as flavor and health?
Yeah, there is. But what I'm doing, that's pure fuel, my guy. I'm not trying to worry about taste with all that.
Yeah, but Chris, didn't you taste the fur that was in that drink?
There was no fur in that. There was no fur in that. You know what's funny, though, is like, I see why there's a dishwasher here, because it's radio. People eat their food, throw it in there, start the cycle, get on with your way. That's what it's for.
Right. Yeah, I'm all good
with
that.
Get out of here, Rob G.
All right, we got an hour left on this Funky Flashback Friday. More crates and more fun. Keep it locked.
Hey, pick up the trash, Rob.